Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Was there a part of you that was like, this isn't real, this isn't, this would not happen in my school?
No, there wasn't.
Why so?
It's been happening everywhere. I've always kind of felt like eventually it was going to happen here too. So, I don't know. I wasn't surprised, I was just scared.
That's a student at Santa Fe High School, located about 30 miles southeast of Houston. 10 dead, 10 injured. And that young lady who goes to the school isn't surprised one bit.
Yeah, this is a generation now that is used to the idea of a school shooting if they have not been involved in some kind of school shooting. You know, when we were kids, it was all about fire drills. Now it's about safety and avoidance of a first person shooter drill. It's just sad. It's sad that we have to talk about it. It's sad that we're talking about it again. It just seems that the name of the shooter, the high school or the middle school, or the elementary school, the name of the place changes, and the town. But other than that, you've got mass casualties. You've got mass people who are going to suffer and who are suffering because they've lost a loved one.
Yeah, people are suffering. Their child's not coming home today. And they're not ever coming home.
Right.
And you have another horrific school shooting. So how did this go down? From what we understand, around 8 a.m., school started, and there seemed to be an art class. And in this art class, a 17-year-old kid, who is a student at the school, in a trench coat, he hit a shotgun and a pistol to get into the school, and he opened fire. And he shot a lot of people. Obviously, this was premeditated. We can tell you that because, well, he had a plan to get in the school with guns. And before he started to shoot people, he worked diligently, horrifically, and set up, I guess, bombs,
there was pipe
explosions.
Bombs, maybe a Molotov cocktail, but somewhere definitely near some kind of incendiary devices.
Somewhere near the exits or entrances.
Right.
So
right.
When he went in and started shooting people,
and his people ran out,
he wanted them to walk over a bomb.
Right. Or a device to go off beside people who are running out the exits, yeah.
It sounds a lot like Columbine, because that's what happened at Columbine. The two monsters at Columbine who shot people up and killed people, they left explosives at the doors. Now, it didn't work, thank God.
Right,
and
right.
In this time, it didn't work either. I mean, they also, this guy today, this 17-year-old kid, well, he also pulled a little bit of the Boston Bombers handbook
bomber,
out.
Yeah.
There were pressure cookers, right.
Which they used to shoot shrapnel BBs, nails through people at the end of the Boston Marathon.
Right. Nothing is being done. We continue to talk about this every couple of weeks. I'll give you I think it's been 41 school shootings this year.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in my notes, here it is. Today's deadly shooting at a high school in Texas marks the 41st shooting of the year. Just so you know, what is a shooting and how do they actually define it? It's any time a firearm is discharged. So if a live round is discharged inside a school building, that is actually called a school shooting, even if no one gets hurt.
Like the one in Georgia where the teacher fired or brought in a firearm and shot it.
That would be considered shooting in a school.
Right.
But a suicide is considered a school shooting as well. But you have 41 school shootings this year, and unfortunately many are exactly like what happened today in Texas.
Right.
Premeditated, and I'm sure we're going to hear about red flags, and could this kid have been stopped?
Yeah, who is this kid?
Well, that's big story, too, on the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story, too.
As far as arrest or confrontation with law enforcement, as far as having a criminal history, he has none. His slate is pretty clean. And so there simply were not the same type of warning signs that we've seen in so many other shootings.
So he's not the Parkland shooter where cops came out to his house like 60 times.
Right.
Where he was, you know, told we need to get you in for like a mental health check, and that never happened. But this guy does have some red flags, you know. That was Governor Greg Abbott. He does have some red flags. His social media is a mess. He's got Nazi stuff up there. He's
well, let's explain what it is. He's got a duster jacket that has Nazi symbols as well as other hate symbols. He has a T-shirt that I think he had made for himself.
It's a custom-made T-shirt, and it says, Born to Kill.
Born to Kill. And he also wore a trench coat every day to school, which was also an infamous homage to the Columbine killers, because that's right. What they wore on that fateful day to get their guns into school, and that's how he brought his sawed-off shotgun in. So there are things that people can look back at and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? This kid has a fascination with stuff that could lead down a bad, bad road.
He apparently wanted to commit suicide after carrying out the shooting, but Governor Abbott said he gave himself up and admitted that he didn't have the courage to commit suicide.
Right.
Where did the guns come from? This is another question. I think everybody wants to know what type of gun is it. And, you know.
It wasn't a semi-automatic.
No.
It was not an AR-15 or something like that.
Shotgun and a pistol. And his father legally owned both.
Right.
So why is the kid having any access to those guns?
We'll find out. I mean, there'll be an investigation. We'll find out if he took them without permission or did he have access to them because dad trusted him. We don't know. But some of the things coming out about this guy, he was active in his church. He played on a sports team. This guy seemed to be involved in the school and in his community, yet was he picked on? Was he made fun of? What drove him to the point of despair of thinking, hey, I can get notoriety or maybe I'll be famous or maybe I need to show how strong I am by going in and shooting people? Just doesn't make sense. Usually we hear, didn't make a sound, didn't make a peep, was not active in anything. Hmm. This guy was active in his community.
A little bit more about the firearms.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says 17-year-old Demetrios Pogorchis had two weapons on him that he obtained from his father when he allegedly walked into Santa Fe High School and opened fire.
One was a shotgun, and the other is a .38 revolver. And neither of these weapons were owned or legally possessed by the shooter.
Explosive devices found in surrounding areas, including the school. Pipe bombs, pressure cookers found at the scene. You wonder how this kid puts all this garbage up on social media, and his parents don't know. Or they do know, and they ignore it. I don't know how he got the guns.
Nobody from the school has said that, yeah, we knew he was going to do something like this, like the Parkland shooter.
Right. But you've got 10 people that are dead. And do we really have a motive? Is he just a hateful person?
Yeah, not really. Not yet. Not yet.
I think the social media stuff is pretty telling. If you've got swastikas,
right.
It's not even that he has guns. It's what he says
right.
Next to the picture of the guns. And one of the quotes is escaping me. It's basic. It was.
We all have to die of something like that.
Yeah. Something that's pretty awful. In a Born to Kill shirt while he's holding a gun. I mean, that's
right.
Different. And it's that doesn't sound too healthy to me. But he's alive, so maybe we'll find out a lot more about why he did this.
He's making a court appearance. The shooter is being held on capital murder charges. And somebody, maybe a second person in custody, may be an accomplice in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we know that there is one shooter. He was arrested. He said he didn't have the courage or the guts to shoot himself. So he is now being held in a jail in Harris County, Texas.
Every day at 4:05, we take the first 20 minutes and bring you the Big Four at 4, four big blockbuster stories. We've still got Big Story 3 and Big Story 4.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
Beginning immediately, I'm going to be working with members of the Texas legislature, but also members of our communities across the entire state of Texas to begin with roundtable discussions beginning next week, where we will assemble all stakeholders to begin to work immediately on swift solutions
to prevent tragedies like this from ever happening again. We want to hear from parents. We want to hear from students. We want to hear from educators. We want to hear from concerned citizens. We want to hear from those who hold the Second Amendment right in high esteem. We want to hear from everybody.
All right, that's Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they're going to do something about this. And I said it to start the show. You know, the only way people are going to do something about this is if it happens in their own backyard. Ask Florida. Florida figured out a way to put something together. Now, I don't know if it's going to prevent a whole bunch of deaths in school, but there is some teeth to what Florida did after the school shooting in Parkland.
Yeah, look
now
what
it's happened in Texas, and they're probably going to pass something because it happened in their backyard.
Yeah, look what happened to the Republican governor of Florida. He got something done.
Right.
Look what happened to Texas.
Quickly, actually.
Quickly, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, will get something done.
I think you're
absolutely right.
Right.
It has to happen in your backyard. We know that Governor Doug Ducey started down a road, didn't get completed. But you're right. Unless something happens where the people in your own, I guess, district or state, if you're a governor, they are so outraged that you have to do something. This has been going on for a long time.
When it happens, today it happened in Texas, and there are people in government in Washington, D.C., they'll say they care, they'll say they'll do something, and then they won't. But if you're in Texas, I think you care. If you were in Florida,
the state legislature,
the state cares.
Right.
Because it's their state, it's their home, it's their backyard. But Washington, D.C., not necessarily going to get something done for you. It's got to be done at the local level. I mean, I even think it's got to be done by parents and teachers, and don't rely on anybody in government. But, you know, I think if you're the governor of a state that you, and your school just got attacked, you're angry, you're sad, you want to do something. And you might fight a little bit harder to get it done because it's your hometown.
Or you might compromise a little bit more to get something accomplished. I mean, again, this is something that has dogged politics for years. Well, I don't like what you like, so I'm not going to support what you're doing, so we're not going to get anything done. That's not the way to go down this road to protect kids.
One of the things they're going to talk about in Texas is too many entrances and exits. That may be a problem.
Yeah, the lieutenant governor said maybe, you know, you go in one way into a courthouse, you go in one way to a major building, there's always some kind of metal detector, whether it be a concert venue or a sports arena or a state courthouse. Why not make sure the entrances and exits at schools are protected?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
People can still hop a fence and get on campus.
Yeah, yeah.
But can they get in?
Could they get inside? Right.
Could they get inside?
Watch schools become even more locked down, especially in the Republic of Texas. But watch schools in the next couple of years become even more of a lockdown situation as this continues to happen.
We're in the middle of the Big Four at 4. We start the 4 o'clock hour. First 20 minutes with 4 big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
We grieve for the terrible loss of life and send our support and love to everyone affected by this absolutely horrific attack.
President Donald Trump earlier today, speaking about what happened in Texas, is he going to have people come to the White House again like he did with Parkland? Because that was one of the most powerful things I've ever seen in my life. And nothing came out of it.
He says, my administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students. Just stop. Just stop right
Obama
there.
Obama couldn't do anything. Trump's not doing anything.
No,
Congress isn't doing anything.
And you're not going to do everything in your power. You're not going to do everything because you know that certain people in certain positions of power are not going to let you do it. So just stop with the lip service. I would rather him say, this is a tragedy, but we will continue to do nothing about it because we can't. Just be honest. I mean, at this point in time, just be honest that, you know, it is a tragedy. We grieve for the families. Because I totally believe that. You grieve for the families. It is a dark day in America, in American history. But you're not going to do anything about it. So don't say anything about trying to get something done.
Yeah. Government has accepted that this is normal. And I'll tell you what, they'd actually fix it if a Muslim kid went in and tore up a school with a gun. I guarantee you.
Now, see, I disagree with that. I don't think if anything has to do with school safety and guns, it doesn't matter who it is. You're never going to get both sides or how many sides there are to agree on either gun ownership or mental health or loopholes. It all becomes this weird chess game where somebody will pipe up, well, that's not what I believe, so therefore I'm going to stop everything and nothing will get done.
I think if an illegal immigrant walked in and shot up a school, they'd try and get something done. I believe that. And that's sad. I really do. If a terrorist walked into a school and decided to, you know,
But again, if it's with guns, for some reason, no one is willing to compromise. Guns have become the new abortion. You could not get either side on abortion to even talk civilly to each other. Now try to have a gun discussion, and it usually winds up with crossed arms and either silence or a shouting match between people who say, don't limit my freedom, and what they call common sense. Nothing. I mean, there's this wider and wider and wider chasm because of gun rights.
I think politicians would act different if it wasn't a white kid walking into a school and killing people.
But what are you going to do? Nobody's going to do anything about guns.
I think that they'd pay attention a lot more, and I think they'd be more outraged. And I don't think they're outraged right now. I think they think this is just normal and there's nothing we can do.
And we've had that discussion, too, of what is the tipping point. How many, like, is it the body count that makes people more nauseous and want to take action, or is it the frequency? Because so far, nothing has gotten done.
Little children in second grade didn't get it done.
Didn't get it done.
Parkland, nothing really changed, and this won't change anything either. The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, so we've been talking about the deadly shooting in Texas. Well, Arizona Democrats are demanding Governor Ducey call a special session to address gun safety. We'll talk about that next.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, with Mac and Gatos on Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
By the way, we've interviewed a number of people today. If you've missed those interviews, Mac and Gatos on demand on the KTAR News app, ktar.com. Subscribe to the show on the Apple Podcast app on your iPhone. You won't miss a minute.
Trying to get you as much information about what happened where 10 people were killed today in a Texas high school.
Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. As we continue learning more about the shooter and about the people and lives being affected, today the Arizona Democratic Caucus came out, the House and the Senate in the legislature came out and said, we would like the governor of Arizona, our governor Doug Ducey, to do something for us, the Democrats.
Well, I don't think they were asking, and actually, in the verbiage, they demanded Governor Ducey hold a special session, bring everybody in the legislature back, and try and figure out a school safety plan for this state. And I'll just tell you, this is very political. There's no question about it. The Democrats, you know, are trying to get out in front of a story like this, and they say, okay, if it happened in Texas, it could happen in Arizona.
Right.
And they're right. The way they went about doing this, they wanted to try and push Governor Ducey around, and it's just not the right way to go. If you really want to get something done...
you could have gotten it done in the regular session.
Well, that's true, too.
I mean, Governor Ducey did come up with a plan.
He did. But if you really want to get something done, I don't think you call the governor out and try and shame him on the same day and demand. I don't mind any more coming out on the same day about all this stuff. And I'll tell you why. There was that day where President Barack Obama went in front of the microphone, flummoxed, just tired.
Didn't know what to say.
Of coming out and talking about this stuff, these school shootings one after another. And he said, what do you want me to do?
What do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say? And he said, we got to change some gun laws. I think that was part of it. And people said, oh, how can you politicize it on the day of? No, I think that's okay. I think that that's okay now. Because, I mean, I don't even know if anybody could get anything done about this.
Well,
I just don't like the way the Arizona Democrats did it today. Does that make sense? Where they try and shame Governor Ducey? We're ordering you to call in a special session. That doesn't mean you want to get done. That means you just want to rail against the other side.
Right. I mean, it's clearly political when they bullet point in this session. Senate Democrats introduced the following gun safety bills. None were allowed to a hearing by Senate Republican leadership. If it were the opposite, the Republicans would be doing the same thing.
Of course they would, yes.
And demanding that the governor immediately call the legislature back into session. I understand your frustration as Democrats that some things didn't even get heard on the floor. I get it, okay? It's a Republican-controlled Senate and House. Mm-hmm. But to sit there and say nothing was done and it's not our fault, you didn't support Governor Doug Ducey's plan because you had a problem that it didn't do enough.
He had a school safety plan.
Right.
That came out a few weeks after the Parkland shooting in Florida.
Right. And you said it didn't go far enough. Weren't going to support it.
Well, that could be true. It didn't go far enough. Okay. I can
understand that. Okay. Then automatically from the get-go, you're saying we don't want to compromise. And that's basically my point. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go out and shame the governor, et tu, Brute, look at yourself in the mirror. If it was a Democratic governor, a Democrat, and a Republican came at you, you'd be screaming, how dare they, you know, we're trying, and all this kind of stuff. So just to make sure that you as a listener understand, this is pure politics at its worst.
Right.
We know something needs to be done, but you've got two factions. You've got the GOP and the Democrats. And if one thing isn't in the agreement or in the proposal, they don't compromise, they walk away, which means they take their ball and they go home, which means nothing gets done, and then they blame each other. It's like a bad marriage. It's like you're rooting for somebody to get a divorce. I know that sounds horrible, but it becomes so toxic that you cannot stop from just, you know, gnawing at each other,
right.
that everybody else around you is like, just knock it off and either get something done or just stop this pandering. Today it was pandering all over again.
Both sides are more interested in
hurling insults
shaming each other.
Exactly.
Than actually getting something done.
Right.
And you know when Arizona might get something done? When it happens here. And that's a sad thing. You could get something
like
done today. But that's not going to happen.
Right.
Coming up next, we'll check traffic. We'll check the news with Becky Lynn. When we come back, obviously 10 people killed in Texas. That's the big story today. We're going to go out to the scene at the school in Santa Fe, Texas, next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Now, continuing coverage of the school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, with Mac and Gatos.
Unfortunately, we're talking about another school shooting. It happened earlier today. 10 dead, 10 injured. Santa Fe High School, 30 miles southeast of Houston, Texas. One person is in custody. He is called the shooter. A second person has been detained. Let's talk now to ABC News correspondent in Santa Fe, Texas, Jim Ryan. Jim, thanks for joining us. How did this all start?
Well, like so many of these things do, students are just settling in for the day at about 8 o'clock in the morning. In an art class, specifically, according to one witness, just sitting down at their desks, preparing to do some graduation rehearsals, some other activities, when a student, a 17-year-old, walked into that classroom, pulled out a shotgun, and opened fire, killing, as you point out, 9 students, 1 teacher, wounding nearly a dozen others. I think the original number was 13. Some have been treated now. Initially, according to police, his postings on social media suggest that he intended to take his own life after the shooting, but either lost his courage or changed his plan. But suffice it to say, he put down the 2 guns that he had, the shotgun and the .38, and surrendered to the police.
So did he go to this art class on purpose? Was that his first stop? Was there a reason that he went there?
It's unclear whether he knew anyone in that class, whether he had a vendetta against someone there. We just don't know, or whether this was just sort of a random incident. Senator John Cornyn, just a few minutes ago, the senator from Texas, the senior senator, said that social media suggests that that there were things that he put out there that could have been caught by others and might have prevented this happening.
We're talking to Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent. He's at the site of the shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. 10 people killed at a Texas high school today. We've got this one 17-year-old in custody, and we've got a second person detained. What can you tell us about the person in custody and the second person detained?
It's suspected that other person has been questioned and released. We haven't heard anything about a second person being charged with anything as yet. All we know is about the 17-year-old who, in fact, has been or is being arraigned this afternoon on this capital murder charge. The other person, you know, it may be one of these fog of war kinds of situations where someone who seems like there's a connection might not have a connection. We don't know that yet, but we do know that the gunman, at least, according to police, is in custody.
And what do we know about the gunman? Can you share anything that you've learned since we've listened to ABC News at the top of the hour?
Since then, the arraignment has happened. We know that much. He was active in the Greek Orthodox Church. He was in the dance organization that that church ran. He also had been part of the athletic teams or an athletic program here at Santa Fe High School. Beyond that, there's just not much else that's been said about him in terms of what his background was. His parents apparently were immigrants, and his father owned or does own a ship rebuilding or ship refinishing business. So that's pretty much all we know about the whole family.
Jim Ryan is in Santa Fe, Texas. He's joining us on KTAR. 10 people killed at the Texas high school today. So they found a bunch of explosives and bombs and stuff, right? Were they inside the school?
They were, if not inside the school, they were there on the campus. We've been told about a Molotov cocktail, and also there was a C4 kind of explosive. That suggests to investigators that there was some planning, some depth of planning that went into this. It wasn't just a spur of the moment to grab a gun and go. We're talking about something that apparently did take some planning, did take some coordination, if not with someone else, then at least learning how to put these things together.
What type of guns were used, and didn't his father own the guns?
He did. That's what we're told, that these two guns, a .38 and a shotgun, were owned by his father. They were legally owned by his father. The 17-year-old had no business having them, had no legal right to be carrying these guns. So now the question becomes, how did the 17-year-old get hold of the guns? The lieutenant governor of Texas is urging gun owners now to lock their gun cabinets up, make sure that their kids don't have access to them.
Jim, last one. You've covered several school shootings. I'm certain more than you'd
can't
like.
Can't count
to
them anymore.
Yeah, you can't count them anymore. So when you go and you get the phone call, there's another school shooting, and you've got to hop on a plane and go. When you get there, are there similarities? What's different? What is it like to have to show up at a school where you know children just lost their lives? It's got to be tough.
Well, interesting. Yeah, it is. And I think there's almost a pattern, a bell curve of emotions that people are facing in a town like this. In every case, you'll hear them say, I never thought this could happen in my town, and now it's happened in my town. And everyone feels almost immune from this sort of thing happening at all. And they're willing to talk. It's almost a catharsis for them in the early hours, early days after something like this. And then weariness starts to set in, and a sense of the reality of what's happened here. The funerals begin, and people feel angry. And this is a life-changing event for this community.
Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent in Santa Fe, Texas. Jim, thank you so much again. We appreciate it.
Well, coming up next hour, we'll try and dig into this a little bit more. Did the shooter take a page out of Columbine and the Boston Marathon bombing? 10 dead at a Texas high school shooting today.
Up next, the 5 o'clock KTAR News Expansion. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather next.